시작하겠습니다. 1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 찾고 있는 선글라스를 고르세요.
'Subway lost and found. May I help you?'
'Yes, I've lost my sunglasses. I think I left them on a subway train yesterday.'
'What do they look like?'
'They have rectangular lenses with thick frames, and above the lenses, there is a decoration.'
'A decoration? What do you mean?'
'The lens frame has the number 2002 on the top. The two zeros are soccer ball shaped.'
2002 and what?
I know it sounds strange, but actually, the sunglasses are a souvenir from the 2002 World Cup games.
Oh, now I understand. You lost round sunglasses with a decoration of the number 2002 on the top, and the lenses are soccer ball shaped, right?
No, rectangular lenses, and the zeros of 2002 are like a soccer ball.
Sorry, I see. Please give me your number, and I'll call you if we get them.
All right. It's 213-4582. Thank you.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 대화의 장소로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I'd like to check out, please.
Of course. What is your room number, please?
819. Here's my key.
Thank you. Did you use anything from the minibar?
No, I didn't.
All right. Please check your bill and sign it.
Sure. By the way, can I catch a limousine bus to the airport from here?
Certainly. It runs every 15 minutes. You can catch it at the front gate. Thank you for staying with us, Ms. Smith. Have a nice trip.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this book for my brother the other day, but he already has it.
Really? How can I help you then?
Can I get a refund?
Sorry, we don't give refunds. It's store policy. Why don't you exchange it for another book? That's the only thing I can do for you.
All right. Can I get some magazines instead?
Yes, anything is okay.
Thanks. Where is the magazine section?
This way, please.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 학교 게시판에 공고된 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르세요.
Hey, Peter, what are you typing on your computer?
I'm writing my essay for our school essay contest.
Really? I didn't know our school has that kind of contest.
Didn't you see the notice on the school bulletin?
No. Can you tell me about it in detail? I want to apply for it too.
Okay. The participants should belong to our school. When it comes to the theme, you can write whatever you want to talk about. But it should be submitted by the end of September.
Does it have any page limit?
Yes. Over 2 pages are required.
What are you writing about?
I'm writing about my best friend. What about you?
I'm going to think about it.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 예약한 시간으로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Good morning, Dr. Kim's office.
Hello. I'd like to make an appointment, please. This is Robert Taylor.
When would you like to come in, Mr. Taylor?
I'd like to come in this afternoon.
Sorry, sir. We are all booked up this afternoon. What about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
I have an important meeting at that time. It'll take about an hour.
Then can you come at 3 tomorrow afternoon?
I'll have to be in a hurry to meet the time. Can we make it a little later?
Okay. Let me fit you in at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks. I won't be late.
What seems to be the problem, Mr. Taylor?
I have a stuffy nose.
All right. We'll see you at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Please don't forget to bring your insurance card with you.
I won't. Thank you. Goodbye.
(6번입니다) 다음을 듣고 편지를 보낸 목적으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Dear Daddy, I'm writing to say it was nice of you to send me such a wonderful present for my birthday. How stupid I was. When you didn't allow me to work in New York, I thought you would ruin my future. As you said, it isn't easy to live without anybody to rely on in a big city. But I know I can make it. This morning when I received a bunch of flowers from you, I was delighted with your love. You finally understand me. I always want to be your beloved daughter.
7번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여행지에서 남자가 가장 좋아했던 것을 고르세요.
Hi, James. You're back from your trip to Singapore. How was it?
It was fantastic.
What did you see?
Merlion. You know the famous lion statue? I saw that. And the night view from a cable car was unforgettable.
That's it? Tell me more about it. You said it was fantastic.
In fact, I didn't go to many tourist sites.
What did you do there for a whole week then? Did you go shopping?
Yes, I bought a couple of things, but when I got there, the Singapore Grand Sale was over, so I didn't feel like doing more shopping.
Well, I think you are hiding something from me. If that's the case, I won't ask any more.
No, I'm not. I'm afraid you will laugh at me when you listen to this. The best part, actually, was the food. I had fish head curry, chili crab, chicken rice, and tropical fruits. They were all great.
8번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 눌러야 할 번호로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Gina, I want to make an international call to my sister in Korea. Could you help me?
Sure. First, press 00. That's for the international call.
Wait, isn't it 001 instead of 00?
No, it's 00 to make an international call from the United Kingdom.
I see. What should I do next?
Press your country code.
It's 82.
Next, press the area code without the first zero.
I'm calling to Busan, and the area code is 051.
Then only press 51. Finally, press your sister's number, 757-6670.
Thank you.
9번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자와 여자의 직업으로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Welcome to Looney's Show. Today's special guest is Emily. Nice to meet you, Emily.
Thank you for inviting me to your show.
Emily, could you tell me why you titled your second album My Diary?
Because I want to share my real life story with my fans through these songs.
By the way, do you keep a diary?
Definitely. I've been keeping diaries since I was very young.
I heard that you're going to star in the film directed by Jimmy Carman.
Yes, I'm supposed to play the role of a famous actress in his movie.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it. After a short break, I'll come back and keep talking with Emily. One.
Peter, would you help me set the table?
Sure. Where do I put these cups? Two.
What's wrong with you?
I have a fever and have lost my appetite. Three.
I'm looking for a dishwasher.
Yes, ma'am. I'll show you a good one. Four.
Here's $10. Keep the change, please.
Thanks, ma'am. Five.
Sorry, pets are not allowed in this restaurant.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Peter,
how can I use public transportation to get to City Hall?
Public transportation? What happened to your car?
It broke down. I can't use it until tomorrow.
Can I give you a ride?
No, thanks. Just tell me how I can get there.
You can't walk there. It is much farther than you think.
How about taking a bus?
No, you can't. The last bus for today has just left. You can take a taxi instead. When you call Yellow Cab Company, they will send you a taxi within 5 minutes.
But I don't have its phone number.
Wait a minute. I'll get the number from my car.
Okay, I'll wait here for you.
Good
morning, residents of Sunny Park Village. This is your chief janitor, David, speaking. I'm sorry to break your peaceful morning with unhappy news. This morning in the parking lot, our new neighbor, Mrs. Hudson, found that her car had been severely damaged overnight. We reported the accident to the police, and the investigation is underway. The police say the suspect must have been driving a white vehicle. We would like to ask for your cooperation to find the suspect's white vehicle. If there's anyone who witnessed the scene, please report to the police or our janitor station. We'll keep it confidential. Thank you. Mom, I'm home.
How was your school day, Andy?
I had a soccer game in gym class. My team won the game. And I scored 2 goals all by myself.
Really? By the way, I couldn't contact you at lunchtime. What's wrong with your cellular phone?
In fact, I had to give it to my English teacher because I broke the school rule not to use the phone during the class.
When I bought it for you, you promised me never to use your phone in class. Don't you remember it?
Sorry, but I just tried to answer the phone.
Andy, don't let it happen again. Otherwise, I'll take your cell phone back.
Providing
children with a good education is important around the world. Yet millions of children go without a proper education because their parents are too poor to send them to school. For the last 40 years, the World Food Program of the United Nations has been providing nutritious meals to millions of children at school, giving even the poorest parents a good reason to send their children to school. It reduces child hunger and boosts school attendance at the same time. This year, we expect to feed 5 million school children around the world. Support us and help build educational equality around the world. To find out more about us or make an online donation, go to www.worldfoodprogram.org.
(15번입니다) 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불해야 하는 금액을 고르세요.
I'd like to buy these two items. How much are they?
Let me see. This novel is $25 and that sports magazine is $15. $40 in total.
Wait a minute. Isn't it $36? I have a membership card. It gives 10% off to members.
No, it means you can get 10% of the purchase price as points. When your points reach over 100 points, you can use it like cash.
You mean only if I spend more than $1,000 I am allowed to use my points, right?
Right. As this is your first purchase and you don't have any points right now, you should pay $40.
I see. Here you are.
16번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 저녁 식사로 먹을 것을 고르세요.
Are you waiting for someone?
No, I'll be dining alone tonight.
Then may I take your order, sir?
What are the specials today?
Lamb is excellent, and we have very nice salmon, too.
Well, I had fish for lunch. I'd like lamb, please.
Good choice. That comes with either mashed potatoes or pasta.
I'll have pasta.
Would you like anything to drink?
I'd like a glass of red wine.
Okay, I'll be right back with the wine.
17번부터 18번까지는 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르는 문제입니다. 17번입니다.
Hey, Jane, are you okay? You look pale.
I feel a little bit dizzy.
How about having a seat and drinking some water? What's the matter with you?
I'm on a diet. I skipped my breakfast to lose weight.
You must be kidding. You look like a walking skeleton.
I don't think so. Everybody likes skinny girls.
No, you need to eat right.
I know, but a slender figure is more important than anything else to me.
No way, Jane.
18번입니다.
Officer, I lost my son. Could you help me find him?
First of all, fill this form out, please.
I lost my son in this beach just a few minutes ago.
I know you must be upset, but please fill it out and wait for your turn.
It is my little boy who I'm looking for right now. He must be crying and desperately looking for me. I want you to take some actions to find my son right now. That's why I pay taxes.
Sir, please calm down. I'm just doing my job. We have a procedure to follow.
Procedure, procedure.
19번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르세요.
How may I help you?
I'd like to buy an electronic dictionary for my daughter.
Do you have any special model in mind?
Yes,
I've researched several models and compared their specifications and prices on the internet. My choice is the SmartDict 350.
Excellent choice. It contains three kinds of English dictionaries and a Korean dictionary. Look at this. It also has lots of functions. For example, this touchscreen function makes it easy to use. An MP3 player function is also provided.
Yeah, I know. It's the one I was looking for. I'll take it.
I'm sure your daughter will like it very much. How do you want to pay for this purchase?
Charlie and Joe used to be co-workers in the same hotel. Charlie had to quit because of the bad financial problems of the hotel. He thought that it would be a good opportunity to start his own business. In spite of some difficulties he faced at the beginning, he was successful in his field. One day, Charlie came across Joe in the street. Joe looked depressed. He said he would be fired since the hotel was bankrupt. In this situation, what should Charlie say to Joe to encourage him?
Joe,